This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, let's crank up hour two here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And just in advance of Mary Holland's appearance, we love her and appreciate her for Children's Health Defense. We're going to give you about a minute or so clip of her in New York City speaking in Times Square and what was happening there. And she'll explain what more fully and the fact that we may, in fact, be winning. This is great news. Let's watch that clip now.
But we are gaining. So let's keep in the forefront of our minds where we are going. We are going to a world with no medical mandates. Yeah. Individuals and families make their own medical decisions with their own trusted advisors. No government and corporation have a role. We're going to a world with no segregation. No vaccine passing. We're going to a world with no censorship of information about corruption, whether in medicine or government. No censorship on social media. We're going to a world with restored free travel.
That's right.
We're going to a world where school districts listen to parents' concerns about their children's education and their children's health. And we're going to a world where the legislatures, not misguided mayors or governors, here they make the decisions. The people's representatives make decisions about things that affect us all. So we're closer than we realize. We're nearer than we think. Please join me. We are
winning.
We are winning. We are winning. We are winning.
I mean, that brings a smile to my face. Positive, uplifting message. Mary Holland joins us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, we've got a chat room live at robertscottbell.com/listen. Thanks for being here, Mary. It's good to see you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, let me just get your levels adjusted, a little hotter than when we tested it earlier. But you're looking at sounding good, and you looked and sounded great yesterday in New York City. I would not want to go back to New York City except for an event like that.
I hear you. It was an uplifting event. It was Saturday, and there were thousands of people. It was right at Times Square. I said, it's the crossroads of the world, and we're gaining, Robert. I don't want to minimize how difficult the situation is, especially for people who are being forced to choose between their jobs of many years and taking a jab that they don't want. People are being put in an odious, coercive, wrongful situation. But when you look at the level of resistance that's happening in the United States, when you look at the fact that Southwest Airlines employees basically forced the CEO to reverse his position on mandate, or when you look at the Chicago police unions who've just told the mayor, we're not going to enforce your mandate. You look at the Los Angeles police who say, we're not going to enforce it. Or you look at the governors who said, we're not going to enforce President Biden's mandate for companies with over 100 employees. Or you look at the fact that New York State effectively just postponed a hearing about the religious exemption for healthcare workers in New York State. You see that. And then actually, if you look at one other really positive thing this past week, the Nebraska Attorney General issued a 40-page opinion stating that they will not prosecute doctors who use ivermectin for patients with COVID. So they're saying to government, get out of the business of telling doctors how to treat their patients. So all of those things I see as really, really good news, Robert. And I feel like we have to understand that the momentum is on our side, and that's why they keep applying more and more coercion. But it won't last. That vision of the future that I put forward, which is essentially the view of how we lived, except for that there were mandates for children that were wrong. And personally, I was involved for a long time, as you were, in trying to fight those. We're just saying we need to go back to a democracy. I mean, one of the points that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who spoke at the rally, made is, you know, and his forthcoming book is making, is there's a war on democracy, and we're not having it.
Yeah. No, I don't mean to be a nitpicker about democracy, but I think that Australia is also a democracy. And yet you're seeing the rise of tyranny in
well, the... it's a war on democracy. I mean, they're trying to take all rights away from people in Australia. And honestly, one of the key differences between people in the United States and Australia is I think there's probably more diversity in the U.S. among different states, right? There is sort of a red-blue divide in the United States. And, you know, the Second Amendment has allowed people in the United States to preserve weapons. And so I do think that it's much harder for governments to move, the U.S. government or state governments to move in on people than it is in some of these other similarly situated countries like Israel and Canada and Australia. Mm-hmm.
Well, I always feel because words mean things, and you know, in the attorney land, words and definitions mean everything, and people make the wrong definition or assume it's a definition that isn't. It's problematic, and of course, you know, we talk about pure democracy being the classic is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. For me, as a homeopath, I say it's two oncologists and a homeopath voting on what to do for treating cancer. It's like it's
well,
not something I want.
No, but Robert, let me qualify. When I talk about I think there has been an assault on democracy, but our democracy in the United States has certain guarantees for minority rights for that homeopath or that sheep.
Correct. That's
and
what we're talking
fundamental
about.
Human rights, and that's what the judiciary is supposed to do. So I'm not talking about an unqualified democracy where majoritarian rule is always the, you know, the
right.
Land.
And I know that, but I'm always glad to talk and engage and let
no,
people
I'm
hear
glad too, because you're absolutely right. The democracy in its pure definition means simply majoritarian rule, and that's not what I'm talking about either. But one of the things that we've seen during this pandemic worldwide is that none of these restrictions are coming from the legislatures. They're not coming from city councils and state legislatures and the federal legislature. They're coming from presidential edicts and governor's edicts and mayor's edicts. It has been incredibly anti-democratic. It's coming from, you know, Dr. Tony Fauci or from these public health officers, and it's coming from the county executive or the mayor. It's not coming from the legislatures. In fact, National Vaccine Information Center put out a great piece, and we republished it on The Defender, about how the majority of in the legislatures around the country related to mandates were against mandates.
Yeah.
So people do have a lot more common sense than individual executives who often really love power.
We're dealing with pure authoritarianism, are we not? Right?
We're dealing with power-grabbing authoritarians.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the notes, we have links up to our guest, Mary Holland, and Children's Health Defense. I hope that you're already supporting this organization and getting email updates. We often cover stories that are coming out. Very excellent writing that happens there in coverage, and Mary is included in that. And Bobby Kennedy putting this event together in Times Square yesterday. Some of our friends, Larry Pilevsky was there, and many others. Probably, Stephanie
Northern. I just want to clarify, we didn't really, Children's Health Defense didn't actually organize it. I want to give a shout out to the terrific organizers, Heather Berman and Kevin C. They're, you know, activists on the ground in New York City. But Robert Kennedy came, I came, Stephanie Lucretio filmed it for Children's Health Defense. We're, you know, putting some of the footage up on our publication, The Defender, today. So we certainly played a role, and we certainly support the freedom activists, especially in New York and in California, where the laws and the sort of the ordinances are so draconian. I mean, what's happening in New York, for those that don't know, is healthcare workers have no right to a religious exemption in theory. We're challenging that, of course, but they've been deprived of religious exemptions. Teachers are being thrown out of work. They basically had a sham process for religious and medical exemptions, and they're being told that you don't have access to healthcare and you can't work. And if you want to get health care or, you know, sort of be able to find other work, you have to waive your right to be able to go to court. I mean, these are just extraordinarily punitive measures. This has nothing to do with health. And this whole, you know, coronavirus thing, Robert, is supposed to be about health. And yet they're doing the most obvious things to undermine health.
It's an excuse to usher in, again, authoritarian rule. And, you know, whether we call it collectivism, socialism, communism, any ism, you know, we can make arguments for any of them, but it's authoritarian rule. And that is the antithesis, if you will, of our founders and our foundation in America in particular. I recognize I can't speak for everybody's government around the world, but most Western-style democracies, at least in theory, did not like this idea of authoritarianism. And they were more egalitarianism, saying, hey, you know, the people have rights, we want to support that, but... Now, if they're even paying lip service to it, that'd be something. But right now, it's like all bets are off because COVID. COVID becomes the excuse. And I've said this for years. The virus is always the cover story for something else or, let's say, an excuse to get something else that is not in the best interest of the people, individuals particularly. But then they collectivize us and we become this mushy, indefinable group.
Exactly right.
Yeah,
exactly right. I mean, you can, you know, they're sort of pronouncing things for the population for your own good that they could never get away with respect to individuals.
Right, right. So we have, again, the links you'll see, Mary Holland, Legal Advisory Committee there with Children's Health Defense at childrenshealthdefense.org. Again, sign up for email alerts there. There are a lot of great people we've interviewed over the years. Bob Krakow, yes, Kim Mack Rosenberg. I mean, I see everybody. I know all these folks. They're great people. And I think that, Mary, you're going to help us connect with Bobby Kennedy again. It's been a while since we've had him on because he's working on a book and we've had Dr. Jack is also helping to edit, and I'm sure you're engaged in that, this book about Fauci and much more than that, but the criminality that has been engaged for decades within our, let's say, beyond the ability apparently of the separation of powers to engage and limit different forms of tyranny, in this case, pharmaceutical tyranny.
Right. Right. It's called The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the War on Democracy and Public Health. And it's a book that's coming out in mid-November. And, you know, James Lyons-Weiler and many others have been very helpful in editing the book and making sure that it's as accurate as possible. And it is a page-turner and many bombshells in it. And I highly recommend it to your listeners because it really is an education on what's gone wrong over the last 40 years in U.S. and global public health.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So tell me about the makeup of the people that were there. We saw some images. I mean, if we think about all of the classic divisions, artificial, right. Hegelian dialectics played upon us, it's black yeah. people versus white people, it's gay versus straight, it's right. it's liberals versus conservatives, Democrats versus Republicans. What did you see in that crowd near Times Square yesterday?
Well, that's one of the most heartwarming things about these demonstrations, and in particular the one Saturday, Robert, is they don't have those divisions. It's black and white and yellow and brown and Asian and, you know, Hispanic and old and young and rich and poor. And it really doesn't matter. This is about the most fundamental things for people. This is about liberty. This is about, you know, your religion. This is about your right to life. And that brings people together. And that's one of the really wonderful things. I actually read a quick story that somebody sent. You know, he was wearing a mask. Most of the people, you know, weren't wearing masks. But he said, you know, I didn't feel any hostility towards me for that. And, you know, it was just a very inclusive, warm gathering where people sang the Star Spangled Banner. I mean, this is not anti-government in any way. It's just saying we're people. And we as individuals have to be able to make these decisions. And when a government like New York City or New York State is forcing us to take a very serious medical intervention against our will, you know, we won't comply.
Well, and I pointed out this idea of segregation, which should be just horrific and almost stomach churning. You want to vomit. Segregation? Of course, we've done that. That's not good. Let's never. And yet,
it is.
We have a political class arguing that segregation is good now.
It's extraordinary, Robert, and I think the way they justify it to themselves is they say, oh, well, It's not ethnicity. It's not race. It's not age. It's not sex. It's not sexual orientation. This is something, this is what they say. Well, this is something that's for the public good and you can do something about this. This is not an immutable characteristic like your age or your gender or your, you know, your, the color of your skin. You can change your vaccination status and you have an obligation as part of the human community to do that. And you know, Robert, they might even have an argument to be made if these vaccines stop transmission, but they don't. I mean, that's what we saw from Colin Powell. Here's this guy who's fully vaccinated and he's dying of COVID complications. That's what they're telling us. I mean, it's so clear that these products don't even do what they say they do. There's no argument for this product. There's no argument for people to be forced to take a product that not only can cause death, but that doesn't work.
Yeah. So if you happen to be black and you're in that group that percentage-wise less likely to get the jab, and we don't let you in our establishment, it's not because you're black. It's
exactly.
Because, really?
Exactly. So 70% of African Americans, this is the number we have in New York City, have not taken the jab. And so those people now are not being allowed, myself included, to go to restaurants, to theaters, to go to sporting events. And it may well be that the schools will prevent those parents from coming into the schools. I mean, this just is so punitive on its face. It is so outrageous. It clearly has nothing to do with health. When you see that 70% of the people in the UK right now who are dying from COVID were fully vaccinated. In Israel, too, we see that, you know, it's more people who have been vaccinated are more susceptible to COVID hospitalization and death than people who are unvaccinated. How can you possibly, with logic, compel people to take that? You can't. But this isn't really about logic. This is about coercion. This is about fear-mongering. This is about collectivism. This is telling people, you know, you have to do what your neighbor does. And if you don't, we're empowering your neighbors to tell you that you are, you know, a pariah.
It is absolutely stunning what we're witnessing. Have you personally experienced being in New York City and being refused service because you won't show a vaccine passport or some proof of a shot?
Well, I personally have been... in New York City, I haven't tried to go to those places. I can tell you that one thing that did happen that was quite interesting. I went to a Chipotle restaurant near City Hall. I was at a court hearing earlier last week. And so as somebody who's not vaccinated, you can go and stand on the line in the restaurant for half an hour, you know, breathing in and out, but you can't sit down at a table. For that, you have to show your vaccine passport. So clearly, this has nothing to do about exposure or contagion or a virus. It has everything to do with this segregation and this apartheid of, like, the good people get to sit down with their passports, but the bad people have to go outside and eat on the street.
What happened to the absurdity of walking in a restaurant with a mask and sitting down and taking the mask off, then you're sick?
I mean, it's just, the whole thing is, it was just so laughable. It was just so absurd.
Ah, that's amazing. I did not hear that one.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on those 17 American missionaries being held hostage by a gang in Haiti, members of the Ohio-based group kidnapped last week and now Their organization, Christian Aid Ministries, is urging people to pray for the 17. Haiti's justice minister telling the Washington Post the gang is still demanding $1 million ransom for each of the 17, and the gang leader is reportedly threatening to kill the hostages if the demands aren't met by tomorrow. Millions of Americans nationwide are going to be experiencing some severe weather this week, but nowhere is it going to be more intense than Northern California. There could be some gusty winds and several inches of rain, which could trigger flash flooding and street flooding, especially in the Sacramento area, into the middle of the week. Meanwhile, Nevadans will also be affected, and there's bad weather hitting the Indiana area. And this residents in the East L.A. County city of Maywood getting a rude awakening today. That's where they felt the brunt of a magnitude 3.6 earthquake. The USGS earlier reporting it as a 3.9. But it struck at 7:01 a.m. It had a depth of just over 17 miles, and there have been no reports of any significant damage or any injuries. What people expected to be a fun fall family drag race event at an airport in Kerrville, Texas, turns tragic as two children are killed and eight people are injured. A drag racer veering off the track at that race known as Airport Race Wars 2, slamming into a group of spectators, killing a six-year-old boy who died at the scene and an eight-year-old boy who died a short time later at a hospital. There's fire aboard a cargo ship carrying mining chemicals off the coast of British Columbia. The Canadian Coast Guard says it's actually the cargo containers that are burning, not the ship itself. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It takes it to
a
whole other level.
We were standing on the line for half an hour. It was just absurd.
Just amazing. Hey, did you see our friend Curtis Kost? Was he up there?
I did. Curtis Kost is working with us at Children's Health Defense, and he wouldn't have missed it. He was there at the rally, and it was great to have him there.
Well, we love Curtis. Shout out to Curtis. We miss you on the show whenever you want, if you're listening or watching. I'm glad that you were there. I knew he would be. Super Don, do you have that image Mary sent us with Curtis just to do a shout out and thank you to all the good work Curtis has done for decades as
Curtis
well?
Curtis is doing great work.
Yeah, he's amazing. All right, let me go to that full screen shot.
Indeed.
Look at that. People not wearing masks, smiling, touching one another. Oh,
can
my gosh.
Imagine?
I don't see any fear on your face there, Mary. Curtis is smiling. What is going on? What's wrong?
Yeah, we sort of are over that, Robert.
That's awesome. Well, glad that he was there and that you got to connect there. Thank you, Super D, for sharing that image as well. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, just in case you're just tuning in. We have Mary Holland this hour. As a guest, we have linked up to the Children's Health Defense. If you come on over to robertscottbell.com, you can see all of the stories we've covered in the first hour, what we're covering right now. Also, just a reminder, the Truth About Cancer live event is this weekend, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And if you're not coming to see us in Nashville, the tickets are sold out, but you can watch for free. Absolutely, for free. Click on that banner, and there'll be amazing presentations. I'll be speaking and emceeing as well, and I'll be speaking on the four things that I've found that could save your life, especially if you've been jabbed, if it's true about ADE and pathogenic priming. I want to get people well. I don't care if you've gotten jabbed or not. Obviously, I'll discourage you from it based on what I believe, but I won't use the force of government to stop you if you want it. Unfortunately, the authoritarians want to, you know, basically mandate us, force us, and prohibit us from doing things. That's just not what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Also, a quick shout out to my friends at Sovereign Silver. They now have Sovereign Copper. And in the notes today, you can click that link. And copper hydrosol is a unique form of copper, copper 1, copper 2. It's available immediately for the body to use, so you can get micrograms of it, never risking toxicity, and getting the full benefit out of it. And that is a discount code. You get 20% off with the code RSB20. And one more thing I just want to mention real quick is our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity School has been amazing defenders of freedom, health, freedom, and healing liberty. They're great, great friends of ours, and they have a wonderful school that you can take their coursework from home. They occasionally have meetings like the Health Freedom Expo and different learning modules you can do at your own pace. And they have 16 diverse online programs available. If you go to trinityschool.org, reach out to them at 800-428-0408, option number 2, and you'll be connected to an enrollment specialist. It's incredibly reasonable, too. You will not go into decades of debt and be enslaved to debt to get the learning that you need. And I encourage doctors, too, to learn the things they never learned in medical school, from health coach to certified natural health professionals, and they even have lectures on demand. One of those that I was able to produce for them is on Clinical Homeopathy 101 Plus, and you get an hour of training. You can even get a continuing education units in certain realms for this. So that's available to you as well. So shout out to trinityschool.org, and I think, Mary, as we're seeing, really the real healers, whether they be doctors or not doctors, are always open, engaged to learn, digging deep on this, as we all are ever since the COVID thing came out. We're constantly sharing information and receiving information from those in the medical and non-medical fields to learn, to teach one another, to help one another, and not live in a monopoly world, because there's no innovation in monopoly. There's control, and there's a lot of problems with the monopoly medical system. Prior to COVID, was already acknowledged to be the third leading cause of death in the West.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, you know, nobody has a monopoly on truth, and anybody like our current system that is suppressing information about effective treatment protocols for what is the pandemic, you know, that should make everybody very suspicious of what this is really about. If this was about health, you'd think that the powers that be would be welcoming every intervention that's saving lives, and yet that's not what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. But what's happening here is what happens here 2 hours a day plus 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 1 hour we get to simulcast on Brighteon.tv, thanks to our good buddy Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and many of our friends there doing great work at Brighteon. We're up against almost a break. We're not used to the I'll just say it this way, Wayne's World version. It's the clock that we don't normally have to have that we have here. And so we're going to be taking a short break for our friends at Brighteon.tv. Please support them. In fact, I went on my Roku's thing, and I found Brighteon.tv on Roku. I subscribed to the channel, which is free, and then I gave it 5 stars. It helps other people to find it. And so new media is all about you and me sharing the media, because we're not getting shares. We don't have PR. We don't have pharmaceutical money. But we'll be back with Mary Holland from Children's Health Defense after this. All right, Super D, did I give enough of a pause? This is behind the scenes now on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
See you've got the countdown clock here. For those watching it, robertscottbell.com or on social media, you don't get the break they have on Brighteon.tv to show some things to support them. But we're here. Mary, how you feeling? Are you okay? You look.
I'm good. I'm fine. Yeah. What are they showing, just of curiosity, on Brighteon? Do you know?
Probably what some kind of sponsor commercials or something to help support them.
Yeah, thanks for Brighteon.
Good.
Yeah.
So we get to kind of chat up behind the scenes. It's the special club, the elitists. They join us now.
Yeah, yeah.
Behind the scenes. And, no, I appreciate, just so you know we're a big fan of you and Children's Health Defense and Bobby Kennedy.
Well, we're grateful. We're very grateful, and I'm glad to get to see you again. I think I used to see you at Autism One, and,
right.
You know, we worked with Autism One. There was one day live, but, yeah, it's different.
Yeah, and I want to shout out to Ed and Terry Aranga. They're going through some their own personal health challenges.
They're going through some tough times.
Serious stuff. So if you know them, even if you don't, please send a thought or a good prayer their way. They've done amazing things
amazing
for the community
work.
Over
amazing
the years.
Work.
Yeah,
I agree.
And I don't know if anybody would know the depth of what they've been through with their own child that was diagnosed in the autism spectrum severely from injury as well, and what drove them to help others to prevent that from happening in others, and also to gather a community together that could help one another. That's what we were just talking about briefly, about this community is always been open and sharing of information so that we can all be better for everything, as opposed to,
and that our children can be healthier, right? I mean, it's really all about the children ultimately, and even the powers that be. It's all coming down to, you know, are they going to be able to impose mandates on children 5 to 11, or are people going to resist? And that's really going to be the issue coming up in the next few months.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in the chat room, they're having a good time. I think. What is this? What is this? Is this like a television that somebody put a big sticky note on that says, "Let's go, Brandon"? I don't know what I'm looking at here. Friends saw this at the it's on a gas pump. You know, they have those little TV things at the gas pump. Somebody put a big sticker, "Let's go, Brandon." Oh, my gosh. Like I said, all this stuff that's happening, I see it as evidence of change and evidence that, indeed, we are winning. So we're going to be joined by Brighteon.tv in just a moment. 3, 2, 1. All right, welcome back, y'all. If we're on time, you're on time, we're here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is a happy place to be. Especially, look at the smile that Mary Holland brings, and Super Don making it sound so good. Talking about, yes, the very real and serious issues that are confronting us. But all of this, I believe, Mary, happened, I don't think to us, but for us on a bigger spiritual level. Because what does it take to wake folks up that have been living, dare I say, high on the hog? And I'm speaking as an American. Looking back at my life, it's not like I've never had challenges, right? It's not that Americans are without challenges. But by and large, we wake up every day in our lifetime and think, you know, if I don't have food in the fridge, I just go right to the little store. It magically appears. Water's there. I got a roof over my head. And because of that, we've kind of gone to sleep on the fundamental importance that our founders gave, said, you guys don't go to sleep on this. You've got to be diligent and vigilant in defense of liberty, or else government will grow, as Benjamin Rush was reported to have said, signed the Declaration of Independence, to an undercover dictatorship, particularly when it comes to your medical and or health freedom. And we're witnessing that the most, let's say, powerful way that they've been able to get us to give up our rights. Sure, terrorism was one with 9/11, but that didn't work anymore so well. And now they went to the big baddie, the germs.
Right.
The germ theory. Our vulnerability is that we're afraid of the invisible, and that invisible, which is sustaining us and gives us life, because we're more microbe than man. That's what's humbling, right? When we know we have more in our gut, there are microbes, than we have mammalian cells. Then we see that vulnerability is being exploited to the nth degree for an ushering in of totalitarian, some call it dictatorships at this point. So we have a lot to learn, and it takes the discomfort that we feel right now to go, oh, I'm not just going to talk about liberty. I'm going to get out there in New York City and show them that I mean it, for instance.
Right, right. Well, I agree with you that I think this is every danger is an opportunity. I do think that this pandemic is a phenomenal opportunity for people to get clear on what they value and what's really important, and the importance of a sort of a spiritual connection. I think it's more, though, than germs and sort of fear of the virus, although that's central to what's been happening the last year and a half. Bobby Kennedy, in his talk, pointed out, and this is in his new forthcoming book, that basically there's been almost 20 years of preparation exercises of these pandemic preparedness, and they never end with, you know, how do we protect the First Amendment, and how do we protect the Bill of Rights, and how do we make people healthy, and how do we get people vitamin C and vitamin D? It's never that. It's always, how do we censor the people who are dissidents? How do we shut down the media? How do we make sure that the corporate media says what we want? How do we make sure it ends up with profitable vaccination mandates? I mean, it's been a very clear and very oppressive sort of agenda for a long time. And very important to that agenda has been somebody like a Dr. Fauci in a white coat telling people, especially telling people in the government, go against your conscience, go against human rights, go against democracy, go against the Constitution, and achieve these authoritarian goals. And he analogizes what people have been going through in the last year and a half to a giant Milgram experiment, and the Milgram experiment was paid for by the CIA, and it was to see if people would in fact give a life-threatening dose of an electric current to somebody on the other side of a curtain when a doctor in a white coat or somebody played a doctor told them to turn up the dial, you know, make them pay, make them suffer. And what they found was that, you know, 67% of people would override any kind of conscience, and they would deliver a lethal dose of an electrocution to somebody. And so Bobby was sort of analogizing to the people at this rally, you are the 33%. You are the people who have stood by your conscience, and you are the people who need to save the Constitution, not only for yourself, but for the other 67% of the people who've given it away for free during the last year and a half. So it's very inspiring. And it's just so important that we use this opportunity, Robert, to wake up ourselves.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Scott Bell Show.
Interruption, let's just say it politely right now, could be people getting very hungry. And I don't want that to happen, and you can't wait for FEMA to show up like in Katrina to feed you. You definitely want to prepare, and this is a human thing throughout human history. Joseph in the Bible talk about, I mean, this is not a new concept. So I would just say please take a moment to take the education and apply it. Even if you're growing sprouts on your windowsill, start doing something, empowering yourself and then doing for others, in a sense. You want to help others, you got to help yourself, or else you're not going to be any help to anybody else. So as we wrap up here together, again, Mary, great news in New York City. I acknowledge that. I'm looking forward to Bobby Kennedy's new book and getting him on the show as well, and continuing to get together at any event that you have the ability to get to show everybody you're not afraid. To be a living example, because the fear is something that can only exist in isolation. Once you see somebody else is not afraid, then you question your fear. You go, well, they're not afraid. Maybe I shouldn't be afraid. Or maybe you aren't afraid, but you didn't know anybody else wasn't afraid. And then you get the guy, we're not afraid. And that's the worst for them. The bad guys like you in fear. They need you to be in fear. And it's the only way they can succeed. So come together and enjoy the life that you have been given while you have the time to be here. If not for yourself and your kids and grandkids, what are you leaving for them? A state of tyranny? Or are you standing up to say, you know what, I want to make it a possibility that they can defend liberty as opposed to trying to fight to regain it?
Exactly right. I mean, one of the other quotes that Bobby Kennedy often makes is to Franklin Delano Roosevelt of, the worst thing is, the only thing to fear is fear itself. Fear puts people in a place where literally they don't think rationally and logically. You have to be calm. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in humans. You have to believe that we can win this, and we will win this. And that takes the fear away. It takes the power of the fear away.
Yeah. And speaking of food, we do have one article here. Let me just bring that up. It's from AP. I call them Associated Propaganda, but that doesn't mean that there's not occasionally a good story there through AP. This is out of Durand, Michigan. It says this, free food and healthy too. Small town grows its own veggies. It says, you need a tomato for a sandwich? In what small community it's easy as picking one from a plant growing downtown? This is a great free cooperative effort. Not coerced, not mandated, not prohibited, that people are actually helping one another, growing community gardens in this way. And this could be a life-changing thing, because not only does it benefit the community, but then people go, wow, it isn't that hard to grow. I could do that. And you begin to sow the seeds for food independence, food sovereignty. Because if you're relying on, again, on these chains of distribution that could crumble accidentally, inadvertently, or purposefully, depending on how nefarious the schemes are, if you don't have access to food, as I said, that could be the, you're afraid of the germ. Now you're not afraid of germ. You're afraid of going hungry. And suddenly they go, well, if you want the food, this is what you have to do. And they start making all of these horrific rules of medical experimentation, which, again, violate the Nuremberg Code, because the idea of informed consent doesn't mean that you're punished if you say no. If you say no, there's no penalty. That's informed consent. And they're not playing that game at all.
Absolutely right. And you're absolutely right that food has been used as a weapon through time. Certainly people in the U.S. government like Henry Kissinger and others have talked about food as a weapon. And we already see the supply chain faltering. So we can't be sanguine that there won't be severe disruptions in the food distribution system. We already saw that during the last year and a half. So people do have to take this seriously, that you want to make sure that you're not going to be in that situation where that lever of coercion can be used against you.
Exactly. So as we wrap up the last minute here with you, Mary, on the Robert Scott Bell Show on Brighteon.tv as well, are there upcoming events or different things, announcements that we should let the folks know about?
Well, I would really encourage people to sign up on the website of childrenshealthdefense.org for the Defender. The Defender is our publication that comes out every day. It's free, and that will give you access to a calendar of things that are coming up. There's a lot coming up in the next couple months that I think would be of a lot of interest to your listeners. Also, Bobby Kennedy's book, The Real Anthony Fauci, is coming out mid-November. You can pre-order it now on any major platform, whether it's Barnes & Noble or Amazon or Target or Costco or your own like bookshop or whatever. And I'd encourage people to do that. It's a great book. It's eye-opening. And by signing up and buying it now, you're helping to put it on the bestsellers list so that it can't be ignored by the mainstream media.
All right, Mary Holland, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been great to have you back. You're always welcome here, as is Bobby Kennedy. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, where I remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.